السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ما منكم من أحد إلا وله شيطان. قالوا: وأنت يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم؟ قال: وأنا إلا إن الله أعانني عليه فأسلم فلا يأمرني إلا بالخير، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His Qudrat and power has created three different kind of nations. The very beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created angels out of Noor, light. And the quality of angels, لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. They are programmed in such a way that do not disobey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all. And they only do whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands them to do since they were created. And there are countless angels, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed them for the different tasks. And the main purpose of the angels to serve mankind. And then there is another nation which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created out of fire, nar, and that's shayateen and jinn. This creation full of mischievousness, disobedience. They don't do anything right, always wrong, fighting each other, killing each other, creating chaos. In the third creation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created out of mud, sand, dirt, which is Hazrat Adam alayhi salam and his progeny. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put His plan in front of the angels, قال ربك إني جاعل في الأرض خليفة قالوا أتجعل فيها من يفسد فيها ويسفك الدماء ونحن نسبح بحمدك ونقدس لك قال إني أعلم ما لا تعلم. So angel opposed in the beginning when they came to know about that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to create another nation. Because they went through this mischievousness of shayateen and jinn on the surface of the earth, how they were, rebellious, disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they're causing bloodshed and chaos on the surface of the earth, and angels have to go all the time to kill them, to control them. So they say, why you want to create another nation like this? We are enough for you to praise. We are always glorifying you, remembering you, obeying you. We are not enough to make your ibadah. Why you are creating? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِلِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. I know what is my plan. You people don't know, so just keep quiet. Amongst the jinn, there was only one individual. His quality was, he was just making ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time, worshipping Almighty Allah. His name was Azazil, Iblis, and then his title became Shaitan. So he was wakana min al-jinn. In Surah Al-Kahf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it clear that Iblis and Shaitan was amongst the jinn. And as the nature of the jinn was to disobey the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to kill each other, all those wrong things. But this one individual out of jinn, progeny, was obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he worshipped Almighty Allah to that extent, it is said in the heaven, there was no space left empty where shaitan, devil, iblis, Azazil did not prostrate to in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, did not make sajda in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Countless ibadat and worship. And because of his worship, because of his devotion, because of his, you know, closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala raised his rank. And although he was from jinn, Allah ta'ala elevated him to the status of angels. And to that extent, Allah ta'ala put him up onto the heaven. He was on the ground, on the earth. Allah ta'ala raised him all the way to the heaven. Not only raising him, because of his worship and sujood, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even made him the leader of malaika. Look at his position. So it shows, my brothers, that if a person worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincerity, how far he can go and how close he becomes with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how beloved he becomes with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he became so beloved to Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him the leader of malaika. He was enjoying in the heaven. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to create Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. He commanded Jibreel alayhi salam to bring the sand from the earth, different kind of sand, I don't go into detail. And when the statue of Adam alayhi salam was created, it was lying on the floor for several years, Allah knows best, 40 years or whatever period was there. So, Azazil was there. Out of curiosity, he was going, wandering around, and he was, you know, running around the statue of Adam alayhi salam, thinking, what is this statue? What is going to be like this? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them out of fire and nar, so they are kind of energy, so they can go through with the stuff. Like just in today's time, just to make understand, X-ray or MRI, or you can make all the electronics things, rays and beams, laser. So this X-ray has ability to go through with our skin and flesh and bone also. It can go through, penetrate in and out. Right? So likewise, shaitan and jinn, Allah has made them out of fire. So they have kind of energy. So they have ability to go through in between. So when the statue of Adam alayhi salam was lying there, he went inside to find out which kind of creature is. And he went around inside. It was just hollow, it was just a statue lying. There was no soul up till that point. So he was just wondering which kind of things is this. And then, out of the period, he started building the jealousy for Adam alayhi salam. Why? Up till now, I was a superior. I was the leader of all angels. No one can beat me to my status. How this new creation is coming up? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is paying so much of attention. Jibreel salam working hard to make this statue. So he felt jealousy. That's why Ulama said this jealousy and hasad started from the shaitan. That's why it is not good. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in the hadith, if a person has itwa of hasad in his heart, jealousy, he will not be able to enter into Jannah. Little bit, hasad, jealousy. We have to clean our hearts from jealousy and enmity. It is from shaitan. Arrogance is from shaitan. Pride is from shaitan. Ego is from shaitan. All these bad habits started, originated from shaitan's devil. So if you adopt those bad habits, you are going to be with them, with him. May Allah save and protect all of us. So now he started feeling jealousy. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blew the soul in the stage of Adam alayhi salam, and he woke up, he praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded all the angels, usjudu li Adam. فسجد الملائكة كل مجمعون إلا إبليس أبا واستكبر وكان من الكافرين. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded, although, you know, as I said in the beginning, the nature of angels is to obey the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, regardless understand or don't understand, makes sense to them or doesn't make sense. When Allah said something, they have to do it. They have programmed like that. They cannot disobey. So all the malaika, totally, everyone bowed down, prostrated in front of Adam alayhi salam, same time, without argument. Illa Iblis. Although in the beginning they were arguing and debating with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that why are you creating Adam? But once Allah has created and commanded them to make sujood, immediately they did it. And that's why they are still there. Illa Iblis. Iblis said, no, I'm not going to do that. So Allah Ta'ala said in different place that why you disobey my command? So he said, خَلَقْتَنِي مِنْ نَارْ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ تِينْ أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِنْ. Allah Ta'ala asked him, مَا مَنَعَكَ اللَّهَ تَسْجُدْ, that what stop you not to prostrate and make sujood in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is amartuk, when I commanded you, I am your creator, I am your master, when I say something to you as my creation, is my servant, is your duty to obey it, then why you disobey? So he started arguing logically with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, said, I am khairu, ana khairu minu, I am better than him. So this feeling or this sense, Allah said, that regard yourself better than other, it is also from shaitan. So we have to protect ourselves in this kind of bad habits. Maybe Allah has granted you more wealth, more wisdom, more knowledge, more position. It is His ni'mat, His bounty, He can take away any time. It is not means of proud, to feel proud of other people. Oh, He is lower than me. I am better than Him. I am more knowledgeable, I have more wealth, I have better position. No, this is from shaitan. Ana khairun minhu. Say, I am better than Him. How you are better than Him? He said, خَلَقْتَنِي مِنْ نَارْ وَخَلَقْتَوْ مِنْ طِينْ, that you have created me with fire, out of fire, and fire always goes up. And خَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ طِينْ, you created him by mud and clay. And it sand and mud always go down. Even you throw up, it's going to go down. That is his nature. Allah Ta'ala said, قَالَ فَهَبِتْ مِنْهَا فَمَا يَكُونُ لُكَ أَنْ تَتَكَبَّرْ فِيهَا فَخْرُجْ إِنَّكُمْ لِسَاغِرِينَ. You regarding yourself greater and better and higher, you are sagirin, you are disgraceful. My la'anat, my curse upon you all the time. Now look at the ilm and knowledge of shaitan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very angry with him. He disobeyed command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this scenario, in that position, when he see Allah is angry, disappointed, still he has courage to make dua in front of Allah. Because he knew in his knowledge, Allah is free from all kind of emotions. We are human beings, we are full of emotions. If someone insult me, I don't like, I'm not going to talk, I'm going to take revenge. I won't forget. That's my emotion. Right? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from any kind of emotion. And this point, Shaitan knew. He said, although Allah is disappointed with me, he's angry because of my action, disobedience, but still he is Arhamur Rahimeen. He is my master. He is my creator. At the same time he made dua. In dua or such a long dua, قَالَ أَنزِلْنِي إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. Oh Allah, since you have disgraced me and cursed upon me, and I had to go down onto the earth, there is one request. Please accept my request. Say, what's your request? He said, I want to live until the last day. Extend my life. فَأَنزِلْنِي إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. Allah Ta'ala said, okay. Your wish granted. Allah doesn't care. Allah accepted